wait until tomorrow.
Did you ever get the picture that I sent you from the draft party of those two guys who developed those purple shirts with the yellow lettering that said Norv?
I got the picture. I showed it to my youngest son who lives in New York, and he's getting a group of guys to try to order some of them. So we need your information to order some shirts.
Well, that'll be $10,000.
Yes, that's it.
I need it before the Belmont Stakes.
Absolutely.
So if I get it before the Belmont Stakes, then that means we can go ahead and get you about $15,000.
We can get that squared away. I just need about five.
So is it, you know, this is year two with Uncle Norv, so I'm still kind of weaving my way through what's okay and what's not okay. Is it okay to send you pictures of shirts that say Norv an hour before you're set to make the 11th overall pick in the draft?
I think in that case, as you saw who we were taking, they weren't consulting with me on the 11th pick of the draft. So, yes, just pictures of a shirt, limited to that. Pictures of a shirt with Norv on it. That's it.
You like American Pharoah and the Belmont?
I think you have to.
Or do you want to see the field?
I'm rooting. I don't want to see anything. I'm rooting for.
Of course you are.
American Pharoah, and it'd be awesome if it could win.
You got to see the field, though. I mean, the race is a week from Saturday. Where were you in 1978 with the LA Rams or USC?
I was at USC.
Yeah, wide receivers coach.
We won the national championship that year. Now you mentioned it. Yes, I was just talking to the guys. About 1978, we went down and beat Alabama and beat them pretty good. And I was sitting on the sideline, and one of the awesome days in sports, Bear Bryant walked the sideline, walked right by us, and
went down
and did his casual lean against the goalpost for the pregame. And,
wow.
And then, of course, John Sullivan said, "You're old enough. You coached against Bear Bryant." That's what we do out here during practice.
With that game, your Trojans, John Robinson was the head coach, right?
Absolutely.
Yep, and you beat Alabama, coached by Bear Bryant. Was Alabama's quarterback Joe Namath?
Not quite. No, we are beyond that a little bit.
Is there a story from the lap of Uncle Norv about Joe Namath?
I was a big Namath guy. There's a lot of stories. I had his poster on my bedroom wall, but he was fun to watch, and he changed the way between him and Muhammad Ali and a couple others. They changed the way athletes operated.
No doubt. You know, some people grow up with posters of Cheryl Teagues and Farrah Fawcett and Adrian Barbeau, and Norv has a Joe Namath poster on his wall in Martinez, California.
Well, now you're getting into that. I don't think some of those models you're talking about were born yet. So,
right.
I had Joe Namath.
How this being day three of organized team activities, the first of three organized team activities, how does Mike Wallace look so far?
Mike looks really fast. Really fast.
And good he's double getting, move guy?
I don't know. He needs a double move.
Really?
He's getting really a feel for our offense. He's a very smart guy. He moves around the field. We had a blitz period yesterday, and the first four plays, he caught four balls. So he caught them from four different positions. So he's a guy that, is a veteran guy that's very smart, very fast, and we're working hard to, find out what he does best right now and then give him a chance to improve in some other routes.
Are you a fan of the way things work in the offseason? I mean, you've been around so long. You talked about winning a national championship with USC in the late 70s. Then you're with the Rams. You've been a head coach in multiple places. With the NFLPA and the NFL getting together with the contact the way it has to be during the off-season conditioning, then what you can do in phase two of the conditioning program compared to the OTAs. Are you a fan of the way things are now?
I think there's a reason for it, and I understand the reason. I agree with parts of why they've cut down on numbers and they've condensed it really into a 7 or 8 week period where you can interact with your players. I think the one group it does disservice to is young players, and I think there should be a provision for first and second year players to be able to come in voluntarily and meet with coaches, because those are the guys that need the extra work, and those are the guys, in my opinion, are getting cheated, and it's going to eventually hurt the game because you're not developing young players at a level you'd like to.
So you would suggest earlier in the offseason after the draft more meeting time and more film time and stuff?
Well, I think with specific players. I think if they said
players.
First, second year players, and then again, you can make it voluntary. I think all the young players would like to be here sooner than they can be here.
Are you jammed up at tight end a little bit? I mean, we're far away from final cuts to get to 53. But with Michael Pruitt and Kyle Rudolph and Chase Ford and Red Ellison and Brandon Bostic and so on, Are you guys jammed up there a little bit?
I don't think so. I love our tight end situation, and, you know, they're versatile players. Pruitt's a versatile player. We know Rhett is a versatile player. They're all getting plenty of reps out here. They all bring a different, you know, style in terms of what they're doing. Kyle's healthy and practicing at a high level. So I think all this plays out, and unfortunately, this is a game where you have some injuries, and you don't know what's going to happen through that training camp period, preseason period, and these guys are all quality players and are going to play in the league and hopefully play for us.
You got to be careful, you know, with all due respect, of your daughter-in-law, Robin, and your weight, because every time I walk by your son, Scott Turner's office, the quarterback's coach, there's this unbelievable tray of cookies or cakes, and I would assume they're all baked by her, right?
I've gotten a little discipline in my older age, and I will taste them. During the season, she makes cookies on Tuesday night after a win, and Scott brings them in, and they're supposed to be for the receivers and the quarterbacks, receivers, that group, and there's a lot of people walking by his office, and then when they go into the offensive meeting room, there's a lot of players walking by there. And they're outstanding. Well, after wins and when we need them. So she was really good this year.
If they're after wins after that New England game last year, you were worried about losing 20 pounds, weren't you?
Really.
I mean, we went down the field with the sophisticated offense. Me yelling Norv on the microphone just went down the field on him. Then after that, man,
that
it just got a little. But it was a
long day.
It was a trying season last year, wasn't it?
Well, it was. I think to me, it was a very trying season, but it was rewarding because of the way our guys improved and stayed with it. And you see teams that go through what our guys went through, the players that were missing, and then injuries and those things. And you see teams like that have disasters in terms of seasons. And the last month, teams really struggle, and our guys, I think, got stronger and grew and played better, and I think it gave everyone a momentum to build on, and as coaches told our guys, you know, we don't want to be 7-9, and we don't want to, you know, have momentum build on. We want to get better, but I think it has given our guys some optimism. The one thing that's clear, and I've said it in every meeting I've been in with the offense players, we need to get a lot better, and the way we're going to get better is doing the work we're doing on the field. But we can become a good offensive football team, but we just have a lot of work to do.
With Fusco playing left guard during organized team activities and the rookie Clemmings at right guard, is that an indicator? I mean, Berger can play either spot. And actually, over the last couple of years, even before you got here, when Berger would have to jump in either at center against the Redskins or whatever, for whatever the reason, the team would win. And then when I would talk to you or Musgrave or whomever after the game, Berger in short stints would play well. But does that mean that he's kind of a good super sub guy?
Well, we know Joe, and it's a long ways away from playing a game, and obviously a long ways away from playing a regular season game. So, you know, we're gonna look at the best options. And right now, I think Brandon looks good at left guard, and gives us a chance to look at our guys at right guard. And you know, that thing, we got 15 linemen, and they're all in the mix, and we'll see how it works out.
Are you second year here, first full year into your full second year? Are you enjoying yourself here?
Yeah, this is, Coach Zimmer has the right approach. That's important to me. We have good guys on this football team. The players are good guys. They want to be good. They know how to work. They're into it. They're engaged on a daily basis, and that makes it fun. And when you have to, you feel like you're, pulling teeth to get it out of them, and you're grinding, it's no fun, and it would make it a lot harder to enjoy being here.
Last one. Do you just stay out of the whole Adrian Peterson thing, and whatever happens, happens?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, Coach Zimmer's got a good handle on it. Obviously, our front office has a good handle on it. I'm anxious to have him part of our organization, part of our team. We got to coach him one game.
Yep.
You got a little tease, a little taste. He's
– And he didn't have a great game at St. Louis.
So, but we stay out of it. And we, I think having been in this as long, and you try to teach the players this, you're going to – things happen. And everyone better get ready to play. And when the season starts, you get 53 players. Everyone better be ready to play. On offense, you usually get 20 players. Everyone better be ready to contribute. And last season showed that. Jerick McKinnon looks great. He is flying around, and he's healthy, and we saw a little bit of what he can do. So, we just got to get the guys ready. They're here, and then what happens, happens.
It's a long shot, but what about Isaac Frickte? How does he look so far, the Gophers kid?
I like this group of free agent receivers. I like the receiver group as a total group. So, we've had 3 days of OTAs. They're learning, and I think we have a bunch of guys that are catching people's eye during training camp.
Thank you very much, Norv. I appreciate it, and enjoy the rest of OTA. Best of luck with the Belmont Stakes. Will we see you at Canterbury anytime soon?
Well, I don't think so. We're
Why
into
not?
This pretty good now. And
did we beat you up on your 63rd birthday?
I got an anniversary coming up, and I'm going to spend that with my wife. We're going to get away a little bit. So,
sounds exciting. Thank you very much, Norv.
All right.
Norv Turner, offensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. Nice enough to join us on the 9 to noon radio show. In closing, we may have a Vikings player join us anytime over the next 7 minutes per the conclusion of the radio show. Thank you, Norv. If not, then we get you ready for not only the weekend.